You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Tuesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 14th, and we had a great Monday night in the sports world, so let's talk about it. We'll start off in the NBA, where we had the Cavs hosting the Celtics in the first of two games last night. Donovan Mitchell missed this one with a left calf strain, and Jarrett Allen also did not play as he is still nursing a rib contusion. Boston jumped out to an early lead in this one thanks to a strong start from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown as they led 37-30 after the first quarter. The Cavs would claw back in the second, cutting the lead to one with just under 2 minutes remaining, but a Tatum three with 4 seconds left would give the Celtics a five-point halftime lead at 62-57. The Cavs would then briefly take the lead a few minutes into the third on a Darius Garland layup, but it was all Celtics after that point as they would take a 10-point lead into the fourth quarter, eventually go up by as much as 13, and they would go on to win this one 109-102. It was clear to me how much the Cavs missed Donovan Mitchell in this one, even though they got a 30-point, 7-assist performance from Darius Garland. And then Tatum and Brown were both great again, combining for 60 points. But I will say there was a lot of chatter about the favorable whistle for the Celtics, as both of those guys had 9 free throw attempts alone, and the Cavs only shot 7 as an entire team. So a lot left to be desired there, and also a lot left to be desired from the Cavs from the small forward position, as Isaac Okoro shot just 1-for-8 from the field. He was 0-for-4 from 3, and he had just 2 points in 21 minutes. But speaking of small forwards, there was a notable one sitting in the stands as LeBron attended this one with his wife, and possibly even more notably, his agent Rich Paul, which will almost certainly lead to more rumors this offseason about a potential second homecoming for the King. But now that the Celtics have a 3-1 series lead heading home, it looks as though the Cavs will fail to make the conference finals. But this is the one piece that they may need to get over the hump, and he may have been an onlooker in this one. But anyway, Game 5 will be on Wednesday in Boston as the Celtics look to close out this series and make it to the Eastern Conference Finals for the third straight season. In the second game of the night, we had the Mavs hosting the Thunder with a 2-1 series lead in Dallas, and they came out looking to make a statement as an early 13-3 run helped them take a 10-point lead into the second quarter. Oklahoma City did slow the momentum, but were again outscored in the second and faced a 54-43 halftime deficit. The third quarter was an entirely different story, though, as the Thunder put the clamps on the Mavs and only allowed 15 points, outscoring them by 7 and cutting the lead to just 4 heading into the final 12 minutes. Oklahoma City would then take the lead with just 3 minutes to play, and it would be back and forth for the rest of the way, with the Thunder prevailing 100-96 to tie the series at 2. Luka and Kyrie again did not look like themselves. They combined for just 27 points on 10-for-31 shooting, including just 2-for-11 from 3. But SGA on the opposite end of the spectrum really put the team on his back for the Thunder, scoring 34 points on 52% shooting, with Chet, Dort, and Williams all also scoring in double figures for the Thunder. The all-important Game 5 will be on Wednesday in Oklahoma City, with the Thunder opening as the early 4.5-point favorites. We also had two games in the NHL last night, with the first being between the Hurricanes and the Rangers in New York. We didn't get a goal in this one until almost halfway through the second, when New York finally scored a shorthanded goal from Jacob Trouba. They would take that 1-0 lead into the third before Carolina went on a tear, scoring 4 goals in the final period. And the win for the Hurricanes keeps their season alive as they entered this one down 3-1 in the series, but will now head back to Raleigh with a chance to even the series at 3-3 on Thursday. And then in the second game, we had the Avalanche hosting the Stars as they came into this one trailing this in the series 2-1. Dallas drew first blood in this one thanks to a shorthanded goal from Wyatt Johnston in the first, and then added to their lead in the second with another score from Johnston. And then Heiskanen would follow soon after to make it 3-0. Colorado did finally get on the board to cut the lead to 2 heading into the third, but that would not matter as Dallas would score 2 more in the third and go on to win this one 5-1 to take a commanding 3-1 series lead as they head back to Texas for Game 5 on Wednesday night. We also had a bunch of games in the MLB last night, and we will start off with the Braves shutting out the Cubs in Atlanta 2-0, despite another strong start from Imanaga as he went 5 scoreless and lowered his season ERA to an incredible 0.96 already a quarter of the way through the season. A Zach Short double gave the Braves a 1-0 lead in the sixth, and that is all they would need as they earn their 25th win on the season, good for third best in the National League. Then we also saw the Blue Jays beat the Orioles in extras in Baltimore, and this one was all the Dalton Varsho show. Jeez, Varsho show, it's a tongue twister. As he robbed a home run in the fourth, tied the game with a home run of his own in the eighth, and then also drove in the game-winning run in the 10th to give Toronto the win. In other notable scores, the Phillies beat the Mets 5-4, also in extras, and then the Guardians shut out the Rangers in Texas 7-0, despite not scoring until the 8th inning. Also, the Astros beat the A's 9-2, as Alex Bregman went 3-for-3 with 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, and 3 runs scored. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Tuesday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.